Republicans sweep all four Long Island House seats. By Wendell Hasebo on November 9, 2022. New York Republicans won all four Long Island, New York, House seats in Tuesday's election. The sweep of Long Island represents a bright spot in Tuesday's election that was widely touted to be a red wave. Republicans credited the success on Long Island to Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, the third-highest-ranking House Republican, who worked behind the scenes to ensure a successful election night in state House races. Representative Andrew Garbarino, RNY, the only GOP incumbent out of the four Long Island seats, held New York's 2nd District. Garbarino's district stretches across the Southeast Shore. Former President Trump won the district in 2020 by about 4 points. On the portion of the island that mostly represents Nassau County, close to New York City, Republicans won both districts, the 3rd and 4th. Both the 3rd and 4th were Democrat strongholds. Republican George Santos defeated Democrat Robert Zimmerman in the 3rd District. Santos will now replace Representative Tom Suozzi, who retired to run for governor. President Biden won the district in 2020 by more than 10 points. In the 4th District, Republican Anthony Desposito defeated Democrat Lauren Gillen. Biden won the district in 2020 by more than 12 points. Desposito will now replace Representative Kathleen Rice, DNY, as the first Republican to represent the district in more than 25 years. Not since 1982 has a Republican gone to Washington representing the people who live in Nassau County's North Shore, and not since 1996 has a Republican gone to Washington in this district on the South Shore, ABC reported Wednesday. In the 1st District, Republican Nicholas Lalota defeated Democrat Bridget Fleming, who was trying to replace Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY. The 1st District voted for Trump in 2020 by about 4 points but was redistricted to be a toss-up in 2022. Stefanik told Breitbart News on Wednesday she was proud to deliver huge upsets in New York State for the Republican Party upon predicting Republicans would earn back the House majority. I am proud to have led this effort from successfully challenging Albany Democrats' greedy and illegally gerrymandered maps thrown out, to working tirelessly to help elect hard-working candidates George Santos, Mike Lawler, Anthony Desposito, and Mark Molinaro who flipped districts, she said. Last night, New York Republicans saved America by ending failed one-party Democrat rule in Washington. Make no mistake, New Yorkers flipped the House. The wins in New York State will contribute to the likely smaller-than-predicted GOP House majority after the 2022 cycle. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.